We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And on a $10 ticket, stop by a Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today.
As physicians, we know that what we do now will affect the future for us all.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now available. It's safe and very effective.
But we still need to continue to mask up, socially distance, and get tested.
Getting vaccinated will help us all get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Let's get vaccinated and tell your friends and family to do the same.
Memphis and Shelby County, get vaccinated. It's our best shot. Brought to you by the Memphis and Shelby County COVID-19 Joint Task Force and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Foundation.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
If you are drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and will free you from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardships consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, or you even have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to live in fear. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline. Do not take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even go after your Social Security check.
Call Community Tax today, 800-375-1211. To end your tax troubles, call now, 800-375-1211. Get a free consultation. Call 800-375-1211. That's 800-375-1211.
It's the $750,000 luxury car and promo cash giveaway Fridays and Saturdays this spring at the Fitz. A ton of promo cash and, on designated Saturdays, a brand new Mercedes, Lexus, BMW, Audi, Lincoln, and Infiniti. All that promo cash, all those cars. How do you win? The usual. You come in, you play, you win promo cash or a car. You know, just another day at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's going on, Memphis? Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Gary is on the way to the Final Four, Bennett?
Yes, he's on the way to Indy today. I believe he's got a layover in Atlanta right now.
He is in for a very big week ahead at the Final Four. His prediction was right, by the way. He said that the Final Four would look something like the Final Fours we're used to seeing despite all the upsets early. That's exactly what we got. We got an underdog story in UCLA, if you want to call them an underdog. We got the big dogs in Gonzaga and Baylor, and then we got a two seed in there with Houston. So should be a fun week from the Final Four. We might talk about that a little bit in four stories today. We're also going to talk to Danielle Lerner at 425. She is the Memphis Tigers beat writer for the Daily Memphian. Memphis hired a women's basketball coach. We'll ask her about that. We'll also ask her about the future of the Tigers and about the NIT championship run. So should be a lot of good stuff from her at 5 o'clock. We will talk to Jeff Calkins as always. But Bennett, there is a big Grizzlies game tonight.
Yes, and real quick before we get to the Grizzlies game tonight, I was scrambling to get in here before the show, so I forgot the cash codes. Let me do that real quick and give you a chance to win $1,000.
National contest data message rate supply.
The Parlay Payday.
Powered by BetQL.
Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today.
11K a day.
Okay, $1,000 keyword this hour is kind. K-I-N-D. Text that word kind, K-I-N-D to 728-881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our same day parlay contest. Been giving you a chance to win a grand the past few weeks. I would like for you to be the next $1,000 winner. So right now, pick up your phone, text KIND, K-I-N-D, to 728-881 for your chance to win $1,000. And we'll have another keyword coming up at 5 o'clock.
There you have it.
Yeah.
A chance to win $1,000.
Huh. All right. Grizzlies.
They got to be Grizzlies. If you're a Grizzlies fan, there you go.
First
chance
off,
to win $1,000.
First and foremost, are we having a game tonight? Has that been is that official?
Yeah.
Are the Jazz here?
What the heck happened yesterday? The Jazz took off in their plane and hit a flock of birds. That's like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, that is that's a pretty big nightmare of mine too.
I fly a lot because I go to during a normal season I go to a lot of these games.
Right.
And when I first started flying more often, I was, you know, I'm not nervous of flying. I'm still not nervous of flying.
Not me either.
But when I have a flight that has pretty bad turbulence, I get pretty stressed out. I can't even imagine what that scenario would feel like.
No, I agree with that. Like, I'm not scared of flying. Me and Gary talked about this yesterday, actually. But it's when it starts getting bumpy and I can start, like, feeling it in my stomach, like, with the turbulence, that's when I'm a little uneasy. But I can't imagine a flock of birds flying into your plane's engine and destroying it. That would be pretty scary.
I don't think I've ever told this story on the radio, but when I flew to the bubble last summer, this is in peak COVID, right? And
sure.
I'm petrified of getting down there and testing positive for COVID and being stuck down there for 14 days, different times back then.
Of course.
On my flight down there, the guy next to me was uneasy the whole time. He kept pulling his mask down off of his face.
He couldn't breathe.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He had gone to the bathroom a couple times. I think he was throwing up or whatever. He was hot. He was sweating, like tugging on the collar of his shirt. And when we landed, they were like, all right, everybody's got to stay on board. We have to bring the paramedics on. And the paramedics come on the flight. The guy's sitting literally right next to me. Like, there was a space in between because it's, again, peak COVID. And they're asking him all these questions. They're like, do you feel good? He's like, nah. Do you feel sick? He's like, yes. Like, how long have you felt sick? He was like, a couple of days. Are you kidding me? Like, this isn't flight sickness. We're in the middle of COVID. Who's getting on a flight when you feel sick right now? And I had the worst panic thinking that I was going to test positive for COVID the second I got down to the bubble. Thank God
I never did. That would make me uneasy. Jazz are apparently here. They did not bring Donovan Mitchell with them, which is good for the Grizzlies' purposes tonight.
Very good for the Grizzlies' purposes tonight. I think that this is a game. What's the line? Have we seen the
line?
Ooh,
that's a good question. Let's take a look. Because I was talking about it yesterday, and I was just like, dude, if he doesn't come down with
it. I got it right here. Utah's still 5.5-point favorites tonight.
Which I think is to be expected. I mean, that's still a great team regardless. Obviously, not having your best player is going to be tough, but they're still really good.
And the Grizzlies are only 11-13 at home this year. Honestly, haven't been that great. Been better on the road than at home. And I hate to say it, like, they're winning these games in the fourth quarters, but they're still not. They haven't been super impressive as of late.
So I really hope that they don't come out like they did in the Houston game.
This is a good point. Like, I'll continue, but I actually have a note on this.
Well, it's a theme of the season. We're just going to call it like it is. They play down to their level of competition. Like, when they've caught a lot of breaks this season, and they've taken advantage of a lot of those breaks, but they have been in close games with a lot of these teams that were missing a lot of players just because, you know, for whatever reason, it's a young team, probably hard to get up for a team that's missing their star players. You're going to have that tonight, but, like, dude, that team, this Utah Jazz team, will easily beat you without Donovan Mitchell. Like, they have to bring it tonight. And I think they will because they were competitive, obviously, in that first Jazz game last week, got out of hand in the second one, but it seems like one that the Grizzlies really, really want because they think they can beat that team.
You mentioned the way that they come out tonight. and I think that this is critical. And this is, I did a really deep dive, and we're going to get into this in just a second, about looking at all these teams that are in the playoff race with the Grizzlies and trying to sort of handicap where they fall and how the last few games of the season are going to go. They're 44 games into the season, so obviously, you know, they have not very many games left.
Mm-hmm.
The Grizzlies this year, in the first half, among all teams in the NBA, in the first half of games, they're the 19th best team. So they've been pretty, given their record at 500, you know, the East is kind of weak, and then the West is pretty loaded, so even if you're 500, you're still outside of the playoffs. 19th is not where you think the Grizzlies would be. In the second half of games, they rate as the sixth best team in the NBA.
There it is.
They turn it on in the second half mm-hmm. and find ways to win. That's what they've been doing recently. You know where Utah ranks in both of those categories?
I'm going to say top five in both.
Number one.
Oh, yeah.
Overall,
there you go.
In both categories, first half and second half. So to me, the key to this game for the Grizzlies, you cannot come out and play the same way you played against Oklahoma City and against Houston and expect to come back in the second half of this game and win, because the Jazz aren't going to give it up like that.
No, and also, you know, with Donovan Mitchell out, it's obviously puts a lot of burden on Mike Conley tonight for the Jazz, and it's, you know, it's another homecoming for Mike. Like, of course he's going to want to have a big game against the Grizzlies tonight, and he didn't play that great in the other two Jazz games against, I think, you know, the first game, I think he had like 5 points or something like that, and I don't remember in the second one, but it wasn't something amazing. So Mike's going to look to show out tonight when he's basically running that team from start to finish. So, yeah, you got to be ready. And Ja, and you could tell Ja likes that.
The first game that they played, the first game that they played against the Jazz in the Mike Conley return game, where he went behind the, it was on ESPN. He had the behind the back mm-hmm. scoop shot. Yep. He had a big dunk. He was really great in that game. And I actually had the weekend off that week that I had some other stuff going on. I think I've mentioned it on the show, but the week that they played the Jazz, so I took those first two Jazz games off. Mm. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't get a chance to see every single minute of both of them. But Ja played great in that second Jazz
yep.
game. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he plays tonight as well. In terms of the playoff race and mm-hmm. where we think the Grizzlies could fall by the end of the season, I did like I said, there will be a story that comes out in the Daily Memphian that has even more details, hopefully tomorrow, so be on the lookout for that. If you were to predict where you think the Grizzlies' record will be at the end of the season, where the computers project the Grizzlies to finish, in terms of record, X and X, where do you think they would fall?
Yeah, so how many games do we have again?
72.
Yes.
They're 22 and 22 right now.
Right, right, right. I'll say like,
there's 28 games left. What are they going to go in the last 28?
I mean, look at the trend. I'll say they go like 36 and 36. Like, look at the trend of this whole season, dude.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
That's what the computers say. 36 and 36.
Yeah, I mean, they have hovered around 500 for weeks now. Which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's good. 500, it works for you mm-hmm. in the playoff race right now. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of where you get one game over, you know, get mm-hmm. back to 500, one game below, win a couple, get a game over. Like, it's just kind of been the trend lately.
So the computers project the perfect 36 and 36 even for the Grizzlies. Where it gets interesting is when you take a look at some of these other teams and where the computers project them. There's a number of different ways that they go, and two in particular stick out. And then I want to kind of just go team by team on this playoff race, and we can talk about their chances and relative to the Grizzlies. But the two teams that really stick out when you look at the computer numbers and the projections of where these teams will probably finish at the end of the year, the team we're talking Mavericks. Hold on. We're talking Mavericks, Spurs, Warriors, Kings, and Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
The team that they think is going to be the best, be better than what their record is so far in the last 28 games is, who do you think?
Oh, it's got to be the Pelicans.
The Pelicans are one of them, but it's the Mavericks that they think are actually going to be really good. I think that makes a ton of sense.
Sure.
they're healthy.
Porzingis is back, and he's playing pretty good, yeah.
Right. So, to me, like, okay, that didn't surprise me at all. They kind of think that they're going to end up landing safely in the playoffs, although they're 6-5 since the All-Star break. Definitely have not been invincible, and they've had Porzingis for all that time. The team that they think is going to make the biggest drop, do you have a guess at that?
It's got to be the Spurs.
It is the
Spurs. Yeah, yeah.
The Spurs, who are a game in front of the Grizzlies right now, are the biggest mover downward. And they lost LaMarcus Aldridge. They picked up former Grizzly Gorgui Dieng. Mm-hmm. I'm not totally convinced that that's even a very big drop-off between those two players. Well, LaMarcus Aldridge is not the same LaMarcus Aldridge he was before.
No, he was not. He's not
having
a good year.
He's playing more minutes than Gorgui Dieng, so his stats look better.
Of course.
But they're in per minutes, it's not that far off.
No, he was taken out of the starting lineup in San Antonio. Like, that's, I agree with you there.
So they project that the Spurs will finish somewhere near 34-38, which would be a pretty big drop-off after starting 22-16. But I thought both of those made a lot of sense. All right, so let's just talk Grizzlies playoffs right now. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, and this is obviously different this year because you've got 7, 8, 9, 10 all going into this play-in tournament. Just a refresher on how that works. The 7 and the 8 are going to play against each other in a single game. The winner of that 7-8 game is going to become the 7 seed in the playoffs, play against the 2 seed in a series, and then the 9-10 are going to play a game against each other, and the winner of that game is going to play the loser of the 7-8 game in a single game, and then the winner of that game will be the 8 seed. So if you are 7-8 and you...
That's confusing.
It's a little confusing, but just think of it this way. If you're the 7 or the 8, you're going to play against each other, winner gets in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Loser of the 7-8 game is going to play the winner of the 9-10 game, and whoever wins that is going to be in the playoffs as the 8.
Okay.
So, Grizzlies would have to win 2 in a row, essentially, if they finish 9th or 10th. You're going to have to beat whoever let's say they finish 9th. You're going to have to beat whoever finishes 10th. It could be the Warriors. And then you're going to have to beat the loser of a game between 7 and 8, which, I don't know, for purposes, we'll just say that's the Mavericks and the Spurs. So can the Grizzlies win 2 games in a row, one against the Warriors and one against the Mavericks and the Spurs? That's going to be really tough to me.
Sure.
So I think that there's a huge advantage to finishing in that 7-8 spot because in a single game scenario where you're playing the Mavericks, anything can happen, right?
Yep.
So to me, that, like, you got to take this with a grain of salt, right? Like, everybody's going to have a chance here in the end that we're talking about. At least most of these teams that we're getting ready to talk about will have a chance in the play-in scenario. I'm really thinking about the chances the Grizzlies can get to that 7 or 8 because I think that's probably the advantage that they need to for sure, you know, have a better-than-not chance that they're in a first-round series. We'll start with the Mavericks.
Yep, go ahead.
Reasons why you think – right now they're 24-21. Reasons why you think that they can get in. I mean, obviously they have Luka Doncic. He can put the team on his back. They've been a dangerous playoff team the last couple seasons. Like, they were good last year in the playoffs. They pushed the Clippers in that playoff series. So it's kind of a been there, done that. They've got that sort of in their bag. They have the experience. And then if you look again in some of their losses, like 8 of their losses have come against top 5 teams. So they've been really pretty good at taking care of the teams that they should take care of. They're finally getting healthy. Like, to me, if I'm picking out of any of these teams that we've already talked about, I think the Mavericks have the best chance. They are in 7th right now. I think they got the best chance of holding that spot. And I really can't see them slipping to a point where they're out of this play-in picture altogether, unless there's a major injury, which would obviously be to Luka. That's the only scenario where I see them slipping out at all. Next, you've got the Spurs, who are 23-21. Obviously, they started 22-16, so they've slipped up a little bit since then. The reasons that you should believe for the Spurs is that they have Greg Popovich. They've got DeMar DeRozan. They've proved people wrong before. They're already exceeding expectations for this season, so who's to say that they won't continue to exceed expectations? And maybe Gorgui Dieng's just more invested than LaMarcus Aldridge was, and maybe that helps them. So I guess if you're trying to be positive and push the Spurs into that 7-8 spot for the play-in, that's the way you would look.
Yeah, and their schedule's not that scary in April.
Their schedule's tough.
It's okay. I mean, they've got a back-to-back at Denver coming up, but they've got a four-game homestand before that, which is, you know, you get Cleveland and Sacramento in there.
The San Antonio, according to strength of schedules ratings, future strength of schedule ratings, has the third toughest finish to the season of any NBA team right now.
Damn.
They've got a pair of road games in Denver. They got a pair of road games in Utah. They still have a trip to Brooklyn left.
The end is tough. May is brutal for them. Yes.
So I think if I'm betting right now, I'm betting on a Spurs decline. I like what the computers think.
I'm with you. Like, they need to make noise this in April if they're going to stay afloat in this thing, because May is really, really brutal for them. Yeah.
Against teams projected to finish in the top 10, the Spurs are 4-10 this year.
Okay.
So not beating good teams.
How about that?
The Warriors are the next one. Reasons why they would make it and be a 7 or 8, obviously, is Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Duh. They're also going to play a decently easy schedule. It's 22nd hardest the rest of the way. And they're 14-5 against bad teams this year when they are a favorite. And their average margin of victory in those games is over 9 points. So they're just beating up on the teams that they should beat up on. That's a good quality if you're a team that's looking to get in the playoffs. Reasons why they would be out, like, they have what they've done so far is not impressive whatsoever. You could make an argument, and I'm getting ready to, that the Kings have been more impressive this year against good teams than the Warriors have. The Kings have way more impressive wins. They actually have a winning record against good teams. They're 5-4 against the top three teams in the East and the West this year. The Warriors, not so much, and the Warriors have been pretty bad in back-to-back scenarios, 3-7 this year, and they have 5 more of those back-to-backs remaining. So if they don't figure that out, like, that's where the Warriors are going to end up getting in trouble. But I'm putting my money on Steph Curry, and I think that they will be in a play-in scenario. Are they the team you would least want to play if you're the Grizzlies in that 9-10 game? You have the opportunity for Steph to go nuclear at any point.
You do.
And you just lose.
I think if I was ranking, I would probably I'd probably rather play Spurs first out of anybody. I know that's sketchy because it's Pop and it's the Spurs, but I'd probably go Spurs first, Warriors second, and the least, like, the team I want to play the least is the Mavs, I think.
Not the Pelicans?
We're gonna include them in the. Are we okay? So we're including the Pelicans.
They're gonna
and the
be
Kings.
The last team.
Then let me change it. I'll go. I want to play the Spurs first. Then I want to play the Kings. Then I want to play the Warriors because I think it's a better matchup for the Grizzlies, yeah. Even with Steph. Look at how many times we lost the Pelicans.
Right.
Then I'll go Pelicans and Pelicans and Mavs would be last. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that that's.
I mean, dude, and that sounds so dumb to say. Like, just to say that you would least want to play the Pelicans, but my gosh, just look at the track record. Like, over the past two seasons, it's just a terrible matchup for the Grizzlies right now. Until they get that thing figured out, I don't really
want
a part of it.
They have the Grizzlies number for sure. Yeah. And they don't have a good matchup for Zion either. So that, yeah, I kind of agree. Moving on to the last two, I mentioned the Kings a little bit already. They're 22-25 so far. The most impressive thing about the Kings is that they beat good teams. They have a 5-4 record against teams, top three teams in the East and the West, as I mentioned, and the rest of the way. They're not playing a super tough schedule. It's 16th, whereas Memphis and San Antonio are inside the top 10 of most difficult schedules. They've won 7 of their last 8, and they had a 9-game losing streak in February. So if you throw that 9-game losing streak out, they've really been pretty good this year. I don't want to count out the Kings as a team that could sneak up and find their way inside that top 10 and be a team that the Grizzlies could end up playing. But they've also had some terrible losses. There's a reason they lost 9 in a row.
Yeah.
They lost to the Magic. They have 2 losses to the Rockets. They just haven't been able to be consistent. Yeah. They've good wins and they got terrible losses.
Yeah, they've won five in a row, so they're clearly on a nice little streak right now. So we'll see. I mean, that actually they play the Spurs tonight, so that's a pretty big game as far as this all goes.
Yeah. And then lastly is the Pelicans at 21-25. It felt like all last year we had to hear about how they were going to eventually catch the Grizzlies
right.
and come from behind. Like, people think that they're going to do it again for whatever reason. It's the Zion effect, I
yeah.
feel like. But people are just unwilling to give up hope on the Pelicans. They only play six more games against top three teams in the East and the West. They do have Zion Williamson. But as an underdog, like, when they are not favored, they're 11-13. They've been pretty good against good teams.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, as a favorite, they're 10-12.
No, it's unbelievable. Like, I feel like every time I've watched them play this year, they've looked good. Obviously, against the Grizzlies, I think there was one against the Lakers that they lost, but they looked really good. That is the weirdest team in the NBA to me right now.
They're just
like, every time I see them, I feel like that team is a playoff team, but you just look at the record and they are not.
Yeah, they're very, very hard to figure out.
But I don't want any part of them. I'd like to avoid it. I know that sounds kind of dumb just looking at their record, but again, we've seen it over these past couple seasons.
So going through all these other teams, if you were to put a percentage chances that the Grizzlies finish inside the top eight,
mm-hmm.
what percent chance do you get?
Top eight, I'd probably say, I'd go 40%.
The computers, Bennett, I mean, you are on it today. The computers put Memphis at 39.2%.
Okay, how about that?
I like those chances. After going through
sure.
all those teams and really thinking about it, like, Golden State has struggled in back-to-backs. If they have any injuries, like, at all, they don't have the depth that the Grizzlies have. You know, all it takes is one thing to happen to Steph or Luka,
yep.
and those two teams could come crashing out of, you know, the type of playoff position that they're in.
Yep.
I like Memphis more than I like Sacramento, although they're playing well right now. I think Sacramento is a big threat if they're going to push anybody out. If anybody who's currently in that top 10 gets pushed out, give me Sacramento
mm-hmm.
doing it and not New Orleans. And then New Orleans is New Orleans. Like, and they just traded away J.J. Redick. It seems like there's turmoil there. J.J. Redick
yeah,
is
maybe
not
we'll talk
happy.
About that later, yeah.
So I like Memphis's chances to finish in that top eight, but I really do think that they're going to need to finish in that top eight if they're going to wind up in a first-round series against somebody, just because it's a tall task,
yeah.
especially against the teams that they could match up against. We all know New Orleans have their number. You don't want to play against superstars and Steph and Luka. Like, you're going to face one of those two. You're going to play Steph or Luka if you don't finish in that 7-8 game, in that 7-8 series. You might end up playing both if you lose that first one and you are in the 7-8. So very, very important Memphis gets to that 8 spot,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. And I think that they've got pretty good chances to do that.
Yep.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Danielle Lerner of the Daily Memphian. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That is a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. Lower than normal rates are available right now, so take advantage of that. There are two locations in the Memphis area. One is out in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other one is in Covington on Highway 51, and you can reach them 901-867-SAVE. That's 867-7283. You live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. You live in Mississippi, she can help you. She is a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics, so if you want to support a business that supports the University of Memphis Athletic Department, especially in these tough times. If you want to support a company that supports the University of Memphis, That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 901-867-7283. 867-7283 on the web, rookinsurance.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Spring is around the corner. That means the sounds of air conditioners cranking up will be in the air soon. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. This month only, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier AC unit. No gimmicks. Just $1,000 off for the Choate's Early Bird Carrier AC Special. If your AC is in good shape, call us to get your $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC cleaned and ready for the warm seasons ahead. Choate's is here for all your cooling, heating, plumbing, air duct cleaning, and commercial needs. Call us today at 347-8086 to take advantage of these early bird specials. Or to schedule online, visit ChoateshVAC.com. So turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Why so serious?
So raise your glass if you are wrong, and all the right ways
are. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Spring is here, and 901 Facility Services is here to take care of all of your commercial, industrial, and facility maintenance needs. Rather than supporting an in-house staff and dealing with different contractors, call 901 Facility Services or go to 901fs.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hand.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single
Welcome fight, back. Right? Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. We have breaking news, Bennett.
We do.
Boogie Ellis has entered the transfer portal.
Wow.
So, the Memphis Tigers are now going to be looking, well, maybe not looking, but they're going to be without one of their best scorers during their NIT run. We have Memphis Tigers beat writer Danielle Lerner on the line with us now. Danielle, we'll let you get to the breaking news in just a minute, but initial reaction to Boogie Ellis entering the transfer portal. This is according to Jeff Borzello of ESPN.
Yeah, I actually just got it confirmed as well, Drew. So I don't think I'm not surprised by this. I don't think a lot of people will be. I think that there was, given the way that Boogie played down the stretch, there was, I guess, a little less certainty that he would want to leave. You know, maybe there was a stronger possibility that, given how his role developed, he would want to stick it out. But I just think this is a guy who has had such a volatile 2 seasons at Memphis. And, you know, with Alex Lomax coming back hopefully healthy next season, I think it was kind of still up in the air what his role would be.
Do you think where does he fall in the spectrum, I guess, of players that could transfer? Will he? Do you suspect he won't be the only one, or do you think that they can sort of I don't want to call it limit the damage, because they could still obviously bring in transfers, and they probably will. But do you think it's still on the table that there could be more that follow Boogie?
Yeah, I think it's still on the table. You know, Penny Hardaway is going to do his player exit interviews with everyone tomorrow. And so I think after those conversations, a lot more decisions will solidify. But I would expect a couple more guys to put their names in, at the very least, just to see what their options are. But really, I think some guys will opt to test NBA draft waters as well.
While we also have you, Memphis hired a women's basketball coach, Katrina Merriweather, and she was introduced inside El Marrone Fieldhouse. Was that yesterday? I'm mixing up all my days.
Yeah,
it was yesterday. Wow. It's very hard to keep track of all this stuff with my crazy schedule. But how you were there. What did you make of that introduction? And give us a little bit about Coach Merriweather.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great hire. Obviously, you know, you can never say that with certainty before a coach goes out and coaches their first game. But on paper, she has a very, very impressive resume, a track record of turning programs around. She did that at Wright State when she got there as an assistant coach in 2010. They had one winning season in like 22 years or something crazy. They'd never been to any postseason tournament, WNIT, NCAA, nothing. And in her very first year there, working with then head coach Mike Bradbury, they took them to the postseason. They went on to go to the NCAA tournament a couple years later. And so when Bradbury left Wright State, she took over for him and then continued that run of success. And I think that speaks volumes, because it's easier, relatively speaking, to come into a program that is kind of bottomed out, because the expectations are already so low and you have so much higher to go. But to take over a program that's already succeeding and continue that success and to take it to new heights as she did, I think is what's most impressive about her.
Right. I guess where do the expectations fall for her when she gets to this new job? Do you think it's going to – obviously, when the program has not been to an NCAA tournament in a long time, and there were frustrations with the direction that it was going – do you anticipate it's going to take a while, or is this like something that's has the potential for a quick fix?
I think that she has to probably get some of her own players in, and also in her first recruiting class at Memphis, get some of the top local talent to stay home. And this isn't throwing shade at any of the local players who are on the roster now. I mean, they certainly have some talent. Madison Griggs, who was at Houston High School, is there. Jemira Schutz isn't from Memphis, but it's from just outside Memphis, elsewhere in Tennessee. They've got the Williams twins. So, like, they have some good local players, but there are a lot more local players who left the area who have gone, if they stayed in state, go to Tennessee or go to Vanderbilt or go somewhere out of state. So I think that's kind of going to be how she turns this program around, is by getting more of the top talent to stay here. But with the roster that they have right now, assuming that they don't lose too many players, I still think that, you know, I mean, four wins this season, it's not hard to top that. It's not too hard to top that.
Right.
So I don't know if we should expect 20 wins right off the bat next year, but I think definitely more, way more in that neighborhood than in single digits.
All right, Danielle, we'll let you get to the Boogie Ellis news.
All right, thanks, Drew.
Well, Bennett, the timing of that was very interesting. I feel bad for Danielle bringing her on, right?
I know. I was on the phone with her while we were bringing the show back, and I was like, "Are you sure?" I was like, "She's like, yeah, I can come on for a few seconds." So appreciate Danielle doing that. Seriously, I know how that stuff goes. Wow, I don't think it's surprising, but you know, I want to just. We've kind of some of the shows, including this one, have taken a little flack for the past few days for talking about, you know, who's going to stay, who's going to go after winning the NIT championship. But this is why it was a big talking point. I mean, we knew that it was probably going to happen quick. It only took a couple days just because It's the state of college basketball right now. You're going to see it all over the country. You're already seeing it all over the country. You're getting announcements every single day of big-time players entering the transfer portal. We saw Syracuse have a ton of guys enter, and they just made an NCAA tournament run. So I don't think that, just because you've had a lot of success in this, which we would call this basketball season a successful season, it doesn't eliminate the chances that this kind of stuff's going to happen all around college basketball this offseason.
And I really have 2 points to this. First of all, the thing that I will continue to remind people, it's going to feel bad at first, or it's going to feel like things are going the wrong way when players go into the transfer mm-hmm. portal. Memphis is going to recruit other transfers. Like they are,
yes.
It's going to come
ways.
Back.
It
may take a little bit, but it's going to come back if you're Memphis.
Yep.
Penny Hardaway has proven he can get these guys. He went and got Landers Nolly. He went and got DeAndre Williams. He's gotten these players before. I have all the confidence in the world that Penny Hardaway is going to get those players again this offseason. And that's not to say you wouldn't have liked to hold on to Boogie Ellis. He played great down the stretch.
Of course.
You know, he was big in several games for the Tigers, made big shots. Like, of course you wanted to hold on to Boogie Ellis. But somebody else is out there that the Tigers will get back, and I think in the end it'll end up evening out. I still have confidence that that's going to happen. So hold off on this is just terrible, terrible news.
Right.
News.
Because the one thing that we do know is why don't we take a quick break and we'll come back and discuss this a little bit more.
Sounds good. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jared and his wife needed to get their home sold fast because they needed to relocate for a job opportunity as soon as possible. They talked to Josh Hysaw about his instant cash offer and decided it was the perfect option for them. They got full market value for the home without having to show it or have any open houses. Then they were quickly on their way to their new home and job. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. Let your story be the next one. Do you want an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible? If so, then Josh Hysaw is the real estate agent for you. The Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty promises that if your home isn't sold in 45 days, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy it. You pick, and if you want maximum convenience, Josh can even make you an instant cash offer. There are flexible fees, no upfront cost, and if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. If you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. His name is Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147 is the number. That's 461-8147. He's online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com. There are lots of great clothing stores in the United States. Lucky for us, one of them is right here in Memphis, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. James Davis has everything you need for spring, like shorts and knit selection for that next Zoom call that transition perfectly for that afternoon tea time. You need new pants? Try James Davis. They even have summer denim jeans with the new 10-ounce denim and all new washes from AG, Max, and Brax. And let the record show that the buy three, get one free deal on custom-made stance shirts remains available, but not for long. Time's running out. Take advantage now. It's the only way I buy shirts anymore. They measure you at James Davis in a matter of seconds. You pick the fabric and the design, and then you have a dress shirt that fits you perfectly in a matter of days. They're the same ones I wear on CBS Sports Network. And if you have spring weddings to attend, you can still get 2 Paul Patinley suits for just $7.95 right now at James Davis. I own multiple Paul Patinley suits. They're affordable and sharp. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, perfectly located on the web, jamesdavismemphis.com. That's jamesdavismemphis.com.
How can your mortgage work for you instead of you simply working for your mortgage? Here to bring you the answers you need is Don Hulsinger, Chief Mortgage Officer with Orion Federal Credit Union, with this week's Mortgage Minute.
So, you have found your dream home, or maybe you're ready to buy your first home. What's next? Well, the next step is to shop for low rates and low fees. Orion is here for you with affordable mortgage options, personal service, and in-house underwriting. We've spent more than 60 years sharing our profits with our members and community because we believe believe a better Memphis means a better Orion. Contact our experienced lending team today and let us help you finance your biggest dreams, and we can even pay up to $2,000 of your closing costs. To learn more, visit OrionHomeLoan.com or give us a call at 1-800-532-9025.
This Mortgage Minute has been provided to you by Orion Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Orion for details. Conventional mortgages only. Minimum loan amount $95,000. Available in select states. Orion is an equal housing lender.
The New Wing Order food truck will be in Cordova at Meddlesome Brewing Company, 7750 Trinity Suite B, today from 4 till 7. New Wing Order was voted best food truck by the Memphis Flyer and is a grand champion for best hot wings at the World Championship Hot Wing Contest. So here's your chance to enjoy Memphis' best hot wings, tacos, and nachos. The New Wing Order food truck will be at Meddlesome Brewing Company in Cordova, 7750 Trinity Suite B, today from 4 till 7 p.m.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the tournament action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Turning $1 into $100 is 100-to-1 odds. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100. All it takes is a $1 bet, and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code WMFS to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
If you haven't seen Mitsubishi lately, then you haven't seen Mitsubishi. Introducing the stunningly innovative new 2022 Eclipse Cross. With a sleek exterior and smart interior, the Eclipse Cross has a bold and sporty look with the roominess and utility of an SUV. All powered by Mitsubishi's exclusive super all-wheel control system. Take one out for just $299 a month at Gossett Mitsubishi. It's high style without the high price. Don't run with the pack. Set your own course because you know where you're going. Now get there in the new 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. Backed by an extensive 10-year powertrain limited warranty. Get style, get safety, and get performance for only $299 a month. Take one out today. Only at Gossett Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi. Drive your ambition.
Based on VIN number NZ005035, MSRP 27625. Sale price $25,125 after 1,000 rebate, 500 military rebate, 1,000 loyalty rebate, or $299 per month for 75 months at 2.64% with $4,500 down. Includes all rebates and incentives. Preparation fee $695. Excludes tax, title, and license. With approved credit, dealer stock only. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid due end of month. Dealer stock only.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com. /signage for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
All right, welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle and Drew Hill here in studio. We've got some breaking Memphis basketball news we're about to get to, but want to let you know first, radio.com is now Odyssey. You can download the Odyssey app today and listen to 92.9 FM ESPN and all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. That's the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app today.
Like Bennett said, let's do four stories at 4:44.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
And Four Stories is brought to you today by GetMyPerks.com. We obviously have more breaking Memphis basketball news. We just said that Boogie Ellis has entered the transfer portal. Now, more breaking news, Damian Ball has also entered the transfer portal. So your two point guards that were part of this NIT run are now going to be leaving the program. Obviously, Alex Lomax will be back next season, but this is some big news, man.
But yeah, I.
which one surprises you more?
Neither surprised me.
No, I think both were probably expected. I was kind of holding out hope that because of the NIT run and just how well he played, that Boogie might try to come back and run it back. But you always were going to have Alex Lomax there, and he's going to be a senior next year. Like, he's going to be your starting point guard next year, which is good. Like, I think Alo being your starting point guard as a senior is a perfectly fine situation to be in. I know people think different ways about that, but if you tell me we can come into the season with a senior starting point guard with a lot of experience, I would take that.
100%. I agree. When you ask about which one's more surprising, like Boogie, now it's interesting to see some of these highly rated recruits who come east from the West Coast. For whatever reason, and the one that's popping up in my head right now is Johnny Juzang, who's went to Kentucky, didn't have the season that he thought he was going to have. Came off the bench, is supposed to be this big-time scorer, just wasn't that, and then goes back west to UCLA, and now is just going off, scoring a bunch of points. He's back home,
yeah,
and leads his team to the Final Four. And, like, I don't know if Boogie Ellis is Johnny Juzang. Johnny Juzang's awesome.
Sure.
You know,
he looked awesome last night.
It's
going
to take a lot for Boogie Ellis to be Johnny Juzang. But, like, and I don't – listen, I'm not going to pretend to know where Boogie Ellis is going to go because I've not heard a single name. I'm not the Tigers beat writer anymore. I'm not as in the loop on this. But if he does go out west, like, I could see Boogie Ellis being super successful out there.
Absolutely.
As somebody's starting point guard, whether it's, like, San Diego State or somewhere on the West Coast. And who knows, he might not do that. But I can envision that, him being in a better scenario than the one he's in Memphis. And so for that reason, I don't hold it over Boogie Ellis's head to want to transfer. Although I think he was trending in the right direction here, I think he could have stayed and been pretty good. But if that's what he wants to do, like, it's just – there's been plenty of success stories to back up that move if that is indeed the move.
It'll be interesting. You know, I think that yesterday Penny had met with all the players. I think that was yesterday that he met with all the guys. So, you know, who knows, like, what came out of that meeting. I'm sure starting matters to Boogie, right?
It has to.
And unless you want to go really small or he's going to play the two, like, Alo's going to start. He just is. Like, Alo is going to be the starting point guard next year.
And I'm sure Damian Ball feels the same way.
Absolutely. You know, he's going to be going into his junior season, and his playing time went down. So, obviously, it came back when Alo went out. But I'll be interesting to see where he ends up, because Damian's a great defender. Like, you can't deny that. That dude comes in and plays pretty high level defense. The offense needs work.
He's a guy that I wonder if he gets, like, I can see Damian being a great player too in the right situation for him,
depending on where he goes.
Because he's very, I don't want to say unique, like, he's really good at certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, he's really good at, he just gets sped up sometimes, and the turnover, like, he goes for the home run pass a lot. But
we saw some highlight dunks out of him this year.
He's got highlight dunks. Yep. He can play. He defends his butt off. He's quick. So in the right situation for him, I think that, you know, he's got a good chance. And so, honestly, while it stinks losing players that fans have an emotional attachment to, as I mentioned in the last segment, like, Penny is going to get in that transfer portal 100% and get some guys back. Like, Penny is going to do that. And right now, it probably doesn't feel good watching those two players transfer away. And I understand, like, why you become a fan of those guys in particular. Like, Boogie Ellis hits the shot in Houston. He's a hero, right? Mm-hmm. Like, So, and everybody's praising Boogie and feeling great about Boogie down the stretch. Damian Baugh's a guy that's super easy to fall in love with because he plays so damn hard.
Yep, absolutely.
And so I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, Penny's going to get in that transfer portal, and they're going to get somebody. But you're right. Alo's going to be the starting point guard next year, and those guys probably want to be the starting point guard wherever they end up. I wonder what level of – I don't want to say, like, a lower level, but, like, what level of program or where – Damian Baugh would go and fit. That's the question for me. Like, would he fit better on a team where he can just be the star?
Well, that's an interesting discussion because we saw Tyler has re-entered the transfer portal. Tyler Harris leaves Memphis, goes to a bigger school in Iowa State. They had a terrible season. The minutes were about the same for him. And so he's transferring again. And I think a lot of people said, well, it'd probably be better for him to go to go to like a mid-major just because you can go and be a star of whatever school you go to, right?
Yeah.
And I could totally see that with Damian. Like, if he transfers to like a, you know, a Conference USA school, we saw our guy from Whitehaven that had the great tournament run for North Texas, like Hamlet. So, you know, you could see a scenario like that for him, and I think that would be the right move for him. I don't think that moving up, like trying to go to like a Power Five school is probably the best move, but who knows?
This is going to happen everywhere. And sometimes,
dude, it's going to happen everywhere.
Sometimes it's better to be, I mean, I think it probably is better to be in Memphis's position to where Memphis could pick off some experienced guard who puts up a lot of points in a conference that isn't, you know, the AAC, who's got a chance to be better right away, you know? So,
yeah.
And that's not a.
Has anyone else
shot
entered the transfer portal? My goodness.
I mean, yeah. I'm like checking my phone. I'm looking up and down every 3 seconds. But yeah, I mean, that's obviously really big news for Memphis. Again, though, sky is not falling. Is not falling.
I think both of these were kind of expected, like you said. I don't think.
Now the big question is you turn to DJ and what his decision.
What's going to happen with him? We also didn't mention, you know, they brought in Jordan Nesbitt. Like, that's a guy that's in their future plans, point guard. So that's, you know, they've got options. They're going to have options going into next season. And like you said, Penny is going to work that transfer portal just like every other coach is.
Yep, story number two.
The Elite Eight's going on.
Yeah.
If we want to talk about more college basketball, we got the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
That happened. The Final Four is Baylor, Houston, Gonzaga, and UCLA. I could not bring myself to watch the UCLA-Michigan game last night. I couldn't do it. It was painful watching that Elite Eight or the Sweet 16 game for me. Alabama and UCLA, they went 11 for 25 from the free throw line. So, Tigers fans, I feel your pain. I got to experience that.
Dude,
I couldn't do it. I didn't watch I watched the first game, though. I watched the Gonzaga-USC game.
Yeah,
Gonzaga,
no surprise there.
Yeah.
Gonzaga's
I talked
awesome.
Myself into USC maybe giving up a game.
No.
That was a big mistake.
We got to talk about Mick Cronin. I mean, dude, when he left Cincinnati, I think a lot of people were like,
his reputation was that he lost in the tournament.
Yeah, but I think when he left Cincinnati, it was like, dude, you got a pretty good situation there. You might want to just stay and be successful at Cincinnati. Like, you really want to go try to do it at UCLA where there's all that pressure and everything. I mean, look at him. Second season, they're freaking going to the Final Four. Like, he's set. I mean, he is.
Getting Johnny Juzang was the difference.
It was a big deal for him, and he's been awesome.
And I don't want to take away from any of their other players because – they've been, like, Tiger Campbell has been awesome. He's got great hair, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yaquez, is that his last name? I think it's Yaquez. I mean, they've been great the whole tournament. I really felt, like, especially in that Alabama game as they sat there and missed free throw after free throw down the stretch, I was really convinced that Michigan was just going to handle them because I was like, okay, Michigan won't beat themselves. You know, they'll make the free throws. They'll make the shots when they need to. They're still great on defense. No, UCLA plays this style where they are perfectly happy to take all 30 seconds out of that shot clock, drain it every single time, and just play a close game with you to the end. And they've, to their credit, made the shots that they need to make and at the end, and they've made the free throws, and they've been able to put the games away, and now they're going to try and do the same thing against Gonzaga. I don't give UCLA a chance, but I didn't give UCLA a chance in the last two games. So I don't, you know, I kind of want to avoid doubting UCLA, but when it comes to Gonzaga, they just, they look so unstoppable. They played one of the best defensive teams in the country. They played the number one two-point defense in the country, and they got everything they wanted around the basket. Even with the Mobley brothers, like, it didn't make any difference. They just went out there and proved that they're in a league of their own. I don't know if they're going to get tested at this point, period.
No.
And I have Baylor in my bracket. And if Baylor, I was the only one who picked Baylor, and it was strategic because I was like, oh, everybody's going to pick Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. I'll take Baylor. And so I want Baylor, but I just don't think it's going to happen at this point. Gonzaga looks freaking unstoppable.
Yeah, they're winning it all. Yep.
Story number three.
The NFL has added a 17th regular season game. We got that news. And also that Roger Goodell said today he expects full stadiums in 2021. Your Bears were the only ones that voted against the 17th regular season game. What do you have to say about that? Maybe they just know the season's going to be brutal.
Maybe that's because they know Andy Dalton is their quarterback.
Game. Yeah.
So terrible. I mean, I don't even want to talk about the Bears.
What do you think about a 17th regular season game?
I think it's awesome. One more week of Scott Hansen in red zone.
Yeah,
give it to me. All I can get on Scott Hansen in red zone every Sunday.
It sounds like, I know like some of the players came out. Alvin Kamara said that it was BS that they're doing it, but it seems like most of the players are on board. Like they get more money out of this, obviously.
Well, the truth is that the league is made up of more players who would like the extra money than the stars. Who,
right.
Like, for the stars, it doesn't make a big difference. But if you're a guy that's the second or third string offensive lineman, that extra paycheck can be